This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, I'm a different kind of girl. And, you know, I always talk about my preferences when it comes to guys and when it comes to turning me on and making me interested in dating you. Even though I've been married for 20 years, but, you know, before I got married, what would interest me? And if I saw a guy in a Trans Am, I would look. I would think that Trans Am was pretty damn cool, okay? Or maybe Porsche. I'm not that big on Porsches. Nowadays, I see Betty in a Lamborghini. I look. He gets my attention. But do I want to be with that person? Oh, hell no. Oh, no, no, no. Uh-uh. You and your Lamborghini or your... Nope, nope. Not because you're a bad boy. It's because I just don't think you're going to be serious about a relationship. I think you're going to like the car more than me. Or I think you're going to be too noticeable that when then another woman notices you, you may start looking at her, not me, in the car. So a very interesting study came out saying that men who drive fast cars and like to live large are regarded as being more interested in short-term hookups or affairs than marriage. We women don't think of them as marriage quality or the marriage type, married type. So that's according to a study by Daniel Kruger, a faculty associate at the University of Michigan, and Jessica Kruger, a clinical assistant professor at the University of Buffalo in New York, and published in the academic journal Evolutionary Psychology Science. They say in the study, two groups of undergraduate students rated two fictional men on their perceived dating and parenting skills, interest in relationships, and attractiveness to others. Both men have the same budget, but the frugal Dan spent his $20,000 on a car for reliability, while flashy Dave spent $15,000 on his car and used $5,000 to pimp his ride with larger wheels, a paint job, and a sound system. Men and women rated the men with the flashier car as being more interested in brief sexual relationships and gave them low marks as a potential life partner. The frugal guy was like, I don't really have to paint the car, and, you know, I'd rather put the money into safety and, you know, car seats for the kids. Yeah. They got top marks as a potential life partner by both genders. They say compared to women, men have a greater tendency to conspicuously display their wealth. Well, that's called peacocking. The ducks have more brilliant colors, peacocks. I mean, in the animal kingdom, you strut your stuff and you peacock. This is consistent with their typical role as providers, and it's thought to be a way for them to advertise their intentions about a relationship. Across cultures, a woman's preference for a certain partner at a specific time reflects the type of partnership she is considering. It's interesting. They also found that wealthy men and women have different priorities when it comes to choosing a mate. Men with higher incomes showed stronger preferences for women with slender bodies, while women with higher incomes preferred men who had a steady income or made similar money. Now, I can't comment on that, but what I can comment on is I don't want somebody who's going to cheat on me. All right? So that's what I rank high. It wasn't about money because I had grown up poor. I could, you know, cook a mean top ramen dish. I didn't need my husband to be rich. All right? I didn't, and even if my husband was going to be unemployed, that didn't bother me. It was like, oh, I got to make sure I have a man who has a job. For me, again, that wasn't that important to me because I was already going through school and I was already dedicated and committed to the fact that I was going to work my whole life because I'm a workaholic. I just love to work. God allows me to, hopefully physically, I'm going to continue to work. But I needed to make sure he didn't cheat.
And so somebody flashy is going to attract other people. And I told you guys, my dad, who was not very versed in the art of love and words of love, had told me years ago in front of my mom that he's glad my mom wasn't super good looking because he didn't want other guys to look at her. And my mom was like, was that an insult or was that a compliment? But in a way, yeah. I mean, if I was a guy and I had, you know, a partner who was drop-dead gorgeous, wouldn't they, you know, some people like to strut that around, but I don't know. For me, that would just make me nervous if somebody else would want that person. They say men with more education had stronger preferences for female partners who were good-looking and slender. 95% of men with advanced degrees said it was essential that the partner was good-looking. And slender bodies, they say, well, maybe it has to do with metabolism and health. No, it doesn't. All right, guys want to show off women as an accessory. Women do not use men as an accessory. Women use men as a support, as a buttress, as a foundation. So we need a guy that's going to lay that foundation, that's going to build us our cave. So we look at muscle, we look at compatibility, we look at longevity. You know, and some men are doing that too, looking for a female could be a good mate. You know, you want a healthy mom for your progeny, so I get that. But it's very interesting how I'll see, you know, and I live in a part of town where, you know, people can afford and, you know, some of these fancy schmancy cars. And I gotta tell you, I love the Lamborghini. I would love to have a Lamborghini, but a guy that owns a Lamborghini may not be like my hubby, who has no problem with me not always shaving my legs, right, or wearing a muumuu, you know, or burping after I eat a hot dog and not saying, can we open the window because I can smell it over here. And I don't know. That's just, for me, I want comfy. I want comfy. And my husband does that for me. Now, maybe it's because I've been married for 21 years. You know, he was very muscular and brawny. He still is. You know, and I like that. But, no, I didn't need flashy. Now, that being said, you know, if I did have an opportunity to get a Lamborghini, I would. Not into Porsches, not into Bentleys. I don't know why Bentleys are so, I don't know, sought after. They just seem to me kind of pompousy. No, it has nothing to do with the British thing. I got family who are British. It's just the Bentley just, I think of Bentley, like, who was that? Where, was it the Jeffersons where Bentley was the butler? See, I don't want that. I want to drive my own car. That's why, I guess. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So everybody seems to be really, really big on superfoods. All right, blueberries were superfoods, and then certain nuts, and we'll talk about some of the superfoods that are out there, like avocados and things like that. And I make fun of a lot of superfoods because a lot of times we don't eat these things. But now I really get to make fun of one of them. Cockroach milk is now considered a possible superfood. And researchers have found that cockroach milk, we are talking milk from a cockroach. Yep, I'll tell you more about that in a sec. Contains amino acids and more protein than other kinds of milk on the market. So, cockroach milk. A couple years back, 2016, a team of researchers found that the milk derived from a particular type of cockroach is very nutritious, packing up to 3 or 4 times more protein than regular dairy milk, and containing all of the essential amino acids that you need. And the milk comes from a specific type of cockroach that can be found in Hawaii called the Pacific beetle cockroach. Now, compare it to the other cockroaches who lay eggs. This cockroach gives birth to live young. And then the milk-like substance is what the mothers feed to their young. And they say that the protein-rich crystals are practically complete food, especially having the essential amino acids, not only for cockroaches, but for humans. So, here we are 2 years on. We are looking at possibly this cockroach milk. It looks like coconut milk, but it's not. It's cockroach milk. All right? Maybe making the superfood list. They say a South African company called Gourmet Grub has developed what it calls ento milk, which is basically milk from farmed insects. The product is supposedly a nutritious, guilt-free, and nature-friendly alternative for other milk. Now, can I say I don't like milk? I can't stand milk. So not only are you repulsing me right away with the idea of milk, but insect milk, what makes you think I'm going to want that? Well, if it's chocolate milk, maybe. Now, the problem is we're not going to see this become as viral because some people do not want to drink insect milk, especially if they think it's from cockroaches. You know, butterflies, ladybugs, those are easy to swallow. But, metaphorically, but not cockroach milk. No. You know, we talk about how cockroaches are a real good source of protein. Part of that is cockroach juice. Absolutely. Now, they say, producers say it is very hard to harvest cockroach or insect milk. Well, my issue is cockroaches are small. So, if we're trying to look at getting a gallon, all right, I mean, how many do they have to milk? They say in 2016, researchers also say that they have no evidence to prove that the milk is safe for human consumption. Yeah, what if it accelerates or exacerbates my irritable bowel? So what is all this about superfoods? Well, this whole superfood craze, I'm not sure where they got that from. I think it came after supersize. People just start to put super on everything. I think that was in the early 2000s. We would just start putting super before things. So superfood was not started by nutritionists or dietitians, but according to the Tech Times, by a fruit company that was promoting the import of its bananas. Though the company marketed bananas for its versatility and practicality, the craze soared when physicians published in journals how bananas could help treat diabetes and celiac disease. So the company added the health benefits to their marketing, thus began the superfood food craze. So avocados. Avocados, right, have been linked to reducing risk of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, so they would technically qualify as a superfood. So to me, the definition of a superfood is something that not only helps provide what we think it provides, but has secondary and tertiary benefits, hence superfood. So avocados, not only do they have fat, but they also have lutein, which is an antioxidant. They also have fiber. So they would be considered a superfood because they offer more than, you know, we're bargaining for. Apples. The apple a day keeping the doctor away? Well, it is a healthy food. It has antioxidants. People who eat apples seem to have less risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. The apple peel contains 5 times more polyphenols than the flesh, and polyphenols are antioxidants. Very, very good stuff. There's also a lot of fiber, vitamins. So, apples, good stuff. Blueberries. Blueberries have antioxidants, especially the anthocyanins, which make them blue. They provide vision and good brain function. They improve vision and brain function. They say if you eat blueberries, it slows impairments in motor coordination and memory that accompany with aging. So, eating blueberries with your yogurt may be a real good breakfast. All right? Especially if it can help stave off Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Still, the verdict's not out, but it's been suggested to help with neurological diseases as well as diabetes and heart disease. Plus, they think that blueberries may actually be anti-cancer. So that's pretty cool. Cabbage. Can't stand cabbage. But they say the Brassia genus reigns supreme, and cabbage is pretty impressive, having indoles. And indoles have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer dramatically. One study found that eating cabbage more than once a week cut men's colon cancer odds by 66%. It stimulates the immune system, kills bacteria and viruses, and is a good blood purifier. Plus, you can get a healthy dose of those anthocyanins, which also give the pigment molecules, you know, for the dark purpley cabbage. Yeah. So, apparently, the darker the color, the more healthy. Now, fish and fish oil. I was on McIntyre in the morning with Rob Waller talking about how fish can increase fertility and sex drive. Apparently, they looked at 500 couples in Michigan and Texas. Those who ate fish more than twice a week actually were more amorous and had better fertility. Not because they were having more sex, but they just had better fertility. And we were talking about how fish with lower mercury, like albacore tuna and salmon, is probably healthier than to go for the mackerel and the shark in terms of mercury content. But we should be eating fish twice a week. Well, fish helps cut the risk of heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, stroke, diabetes, etc. So, avoiding the high mercury ones like shark, swordfish, mackerel, tilefish. Albacore tuna can. What we prefer is like the salmon, herring, and sardines. I don't prefer it, but they prefer in terms of low mercury. Garlic. Garlic is known as a superfood because it lowers total cholesterol and triglycerides, fat levels. They say 2 to 3 cloves a day cuts the odds of subsequent heart attacks in half of heart disease patients. They say whole baked garlic will help detoxify the body of heavy metals like mercury and cadmium. Plus, garlic is antibacterial and antiviral. So, if you have garlic breath, they say chew on parsley. Mushrooms. Mushrooms I can't stand, but mushrooms like the shiitake, the reishi varieties, they help prevent and treat cancer. They help with viral diseases, cholesterol, high blood pressure. So they've been using mushrooms as an adjunctive cancer treatment throughout Asia. Why? Because they counteract the toxic effects of chemotherapy and radiation. Plus, they help shrink tumors. So they also found that if you eat shiitake mushrooms, it'll lower blood cholesterol levels 45%. All right, that to me qualifies as a superfood. Almonds. Almonds have fiber, monounsaturated fat. This lowers cholesterol. They say eating 1.5 ounces of nuts, including almonds, as part of your diet will help reduce risk of heart disease. So, nuts. I don't know. Almonds, I like it in my chocolate bars, maybe. Eggs. Eggs. They outrank milk and beef and whey and soy in terms of the quality of protein. They contain all 9 essential amino acids. They have a lot of nutrients. They have choline that also protects the heart. So now they're starting to recommend an egg a day. Flax seeds. Flax seeds have alpha-linoleic acid. It's an essential fatty acid that helps reduce inflammation. It's been used for centuries for medicinal and health reasons. People love this. It also has magnesium, potassium, and zinc, and is a great source of fiber. So flax seeds. And pomegranates. Pomegranates have 3 times the antioxidants of red wine and green tea. They also have reduce artery clogging plaque, prevents heart disease and stroke. So pomegranate juice may slow aging and protect against cancer. I love pomegranates. And then they say red wine is a superfood. Red wine may increase your HDL, reduce the risk of blood clots, powerful antioxidants, resveratrol, saponins, and that helps cardiovascular-wise. And I think there's dark chocolate. I knew chocolate would be in this because the flavanols and the antioxidants, but it's got to be dark, dark, dark chocolate. Not cockroach milk, dark chocolate. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump remains hopeful about a possible summit between himself and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president speaking at Joint Base Andrews this morning before he was heading to Texas.
It's all a process. We'll see. And hopefully we'll have a meeting on the 12th that's going along very well. But I want it to be meaningful. It doesn't mean it gets all done at one meeting. Maybe you have to have a second or a third. And maybe we'll have none. But it's in good hands. That I can tell you.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been meeting with a top North Korean official in New York City and is expected to be returning to Washington with a letter from Kim Jong-un addressed to President Trump tomorrow. President Trump was speaking as he was getting ready to head to Texas to meet with families affected by the recent school shootings at Santa Fe High School, in which 10 people were killed on the 18th of May. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So 52 people have been sickened by fake CBD oil. And U.S. health officials are urging states to regulate marijuana oil extracts after investigating a slew of illnesses tied to the products in Utah. This is a report released last week from the CDC, finding synthetic products falsely labeled as cannabidiol or CBD made 52 people sick from October through January. And the CDC has urged states to set up regulatory and control systems to minimize the risk for recurrences of this emerging public health threat. Now, CBD is derived from cannabis, but is not designed to produce a high. The cannabidiol is supposed to be the non-psychedelic component, whereas THC is the psychedelic component. And users say it does provide relief from pain. They believe it can help fight seizures, and we've actually started to make medication, pharmaceuticals, that can be an adjunct to anti-seizure therapy. And Utah has passed a new law that supporters say will prevent these illnesses from happening again. Now, the oil has been in a legal gray area, and it's been legal for people with epilepsy in Utah since 2014. But there's no regulatory system to oversee the oil safety and who's making it and who's claiming that it's real CBD. So bottles labeled as CBD have edged their way into Utah smoke shops and health food stores in recent years. So sales to the general public have been technically illegal, but largely ignored by authorities. It's kind of a little bit of a don't ask, don't tell kind of business, according to Jack Wilbur, a spokesman for Utah Department of Agriculture and Food. There's been no way for consumers to know if products are what they claim to be. So the CDC report this week found more than half of the 52 possible cases either tested positive for a synthetic compound called 4-CCB or reported using a product called YOLO CBD oil, samples of which contain the synthetic instead of authentic. And remember, synthetic marijuana or synthetic products could make you sick. Lieutenant Ryan Van Fleet, head of major crimes at the State Bureau of Investigation, said no charges have been filed or stores were raided based on the illness. And the state legislature passed reforms legalizing CBD for the general public and creating a system to register and test products for quality. So, what does this mean? Well, 30 states have legalized some form of medical marijuana. Only 16, though, have laws on CBD-specific medical treatment. But the rules for dispensing and manufacturing this vary. I may be a proponent for legalized marijuana, but I want to make sure that what you're getting is reproducible, is consistent, is predictable. So seeing a bottle saying CBD oil, how the hell do I know that that's what you're actually getting? How do I know what concentration? How do I know it's not contaminated? So, you know, we are legalizing and progressing just a little too fast than what we're able to handle. So you see people getting sick from CBD oil, then you start to see news outlets go, well, what is CBD oil? You know, is it really worth something? You know, or, you know, what? And, well, the cannabidiol we've talked about as having medical benefits. It's a non-psychoactive component. May help with a whole variety of things in terms of anxiety, pain, depression, sleep. And so there's been studies. There was a study in 2017 from Sao Paulo University in Brazil found that CBD was able to decrease anxiety in people with social phobias. Also, another study in the journal Schizophrenia found that it may produce clinical benefits for patients with early psychosis. It could also help with people living with addiction. There's a study in 2016, looked at rats with arthritis, and found that a CBD gel applied to the joints reduced inflammation and overall pain in the joints, which means maybe this could be in topical form a pain reliever, or something maybe injected into joints. They also believe that it can help with sleep. But again, we don't know what doses you're getting. You know, we know when you take an aspirin, or when you take an ibuprofen, or when you take an acetaminophen, or pseudoephedrine, we know the milligrams you're taking. We know what you're getting. And these companies have to prove to the government that they are not putting extra crap in there. So with CBD oil, are these at all regulated? No, we've been moving too fast. And because of legalized marijuana, CBD oil is not really high up on the priority list for law enforcement. So some people could have diarrhea, irritability, nausea, synthetic, right? Spice. Didn't a bunch of people die because of synthetic marijuana? It could cause heart arrhythmias, cause the heart to stop, a whole variety of different things if we don't know what's going in it. Cannabidiol shouldn't be doing those things. But synthetic or fake stuff could. We don't know because we don't know what they're putting in there. So we recommend that you be cautious. All right, everybody goes, well, I really like this one company. This is such a good company. Well, how do you know it's a good company? Now, you know, where are you, you know, getting your data? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, now, this is interesting. Now, let's go to the psychedelic component, the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol. They believe in this latest study that this compound could remove toxic Alzheimer protein buildup in the brain. It has been found to promote the removal of toxic clumps of amyloid beta protein. That would be ironic if marijuana and the psychoactive substance is what helps prevent Alzheimer's or helps treat Alzheimer's. That would be ironic. I would love that. That would be hilarious to be. Honestly, wow. By the way, this is really easy to prove. Look at people who smoke pot for many years and see if they went on to develop Alzheimer's. They say the findings support the results of previous studies and found the evidence of the protective effects of cannabinoids, including THC, on patients with neurodegenerative disease. They say, although other studies have offered evidence that cannabinoids might be neuroprotective against the symptoms of Alzheimer's, we believe our study is the first to demonstrate that this will affect both inflammation and the amyloid beta accumulation in nerve cells. That's according to one of the team members. So, as you know, with Alzheimer's, this protein, this amyloid beta protein, builds up in the brain, prevents synapses, causes inflammation, and later causes cognitive impairment and memory loss, etc. If marijuana, especially the THC, helps remove that, that's pretty mind-boggling. That's some fascinating stuff. That would make it a super, we could all call it a superfood, but yeah. So they say the compound works by passing from the lungs to the bloodstream, but then it attaches to two types of receptors, cannabinoid receptor 1 and 2. Those are found on cell surfaces throughout the body. In the brain, these receptors are most concentrated in neurons associated with pleasure, memory, thinking, coordination, time perception, and they bind with a class of lipid molecules called endocannabinoids. These are produced by the body during physical activity to help promote cell-to-cell signaling in the brain. They say THC, the psychoactive component in marijuana, can bind to them very much the same way. And so this could help. It could also hurt. You know, I mean, we are still watching, you know, memory impairment and other things that may be associated. But I got to tell you, for those of us at risk for Alzheimer's, this could be huge. So, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because right now most of the research is kind of aimed at trying to pull out the THC and just have the CBD component. We may need the THC. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And again, a big shout out and thank you to all our troops, veterans, families, and those who have sacrificed. They made this the home of the free because of their bravery. So thank you. San Francisco may ban flavored vaping liquids and menthols in an attempt to stop these kids from vaping. They say a major tobacco company is pumping millions of dollars into a campaign to persuade San Francisco to reject this ban on selling flavored tobacco products. Looking like vaping liquids have flavors like cotton candy and mango and cool cucumber. See, cool cucumber. If I was going to put anything in my mouth that was tasty, it would be like bananas foster or chocolate. It wouldn't be a cucumber flavor. Anyway, R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company has contributed nearly $12 million to the No on Proposition E campaign. It's been all over television, radio, airwaves, and mailboxes with ads urging voters to reject a law supervisors had approved last year that is now on the June 5th ballot. Yet band supporters have raised $2.8 million, including more than $2 million from former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Supporters say a ban will help stop another generation from getting hooked on nicotine. But critics point out that California has already raised the smoking age to 21 and say a ban would only drive sales underground. So they say San Francisco supervisors, it's interesting how you use that term, supervisors, according to CBS News, last year unanimously approved a ban on sales of flavored tobacco, saying the nicotine masked in flavors like mango, caramel, and mint serve as starter products, enticing kids to become smokers. Under the ordinance, smoke juices that taste like tobacco would still be allowed. Now, they say the ordinance was set to take effect in April, but was put on hold after R.J. Reynolds collected enough signatures to put on the ballot. Yeah, it's a lot of money. There was a lot of money involved in this. They say other cities have passed laws reducing access to flavored tobacco, flavored vaping liquids, but San Francisco was the first in the U.S. to approve an outright sales ban. It also was one of the first to ban indoor smoking in workplaces, bars, and restaurants. They definitely are cutting edge over there. So, the spending by Big Tobacco shows the industry fears a flavored nicotine ban in San Francisco could become a national trend. So, one of the top-selling menthol brands is Newport. They also sell e-cigs. See, that's what tobacco did. Tobacco got into the e-cig. They're not separate companies. Small business owners who oppose a ban say it's going to hurt business because people can still buy flavored e-liquid and tobacco products in neighboring cities or online. They say businesses that violate the law would have their tobacco sales permit suspended. So if it's outside San Francisco, people may be able to still get the products. You know, we're looking at this Juul. This Juul is one of the most popular methods of kids being able to vape. It looks like a little flash drive. And the San Francisco Chronicle says that this Juul vaping is surging among teens. And, of course, you know, they're here in the midst of this whole, you know, ballot initiative, et cetera. And it looks like a little computer gadget. It's a little sleek 4-inch device. And you can get flavored nicotine vapor anytime you want. They even have a creme brulee flavor. Did you know that? Now, there's a 17-year-old Oakland High School student they interviewed. Less than a year later, he hits it dozens of times a day. He needs his Juul at school, home, hanging out with friends. He wants to quit, but when he goes without a hit from his e-vape or his vaping for too long, he gets a headache and body aches, and he gets irritable. A 17-year-old has gotten addicted. He tried nicotine gum. He's tried patches. He attends Bishop O'Dowd, which is a college prep private school. But the nicotine gum and patches don't work. They say 2 out of every 100 students smoke cigarettes, but 4 out of every 100 students now e-cig. So more people in middle school vape than smoke regular cigarettes. High school, within the last 30 days, 8 of every 100 students smoke cigarettes, but 11 of every 100 students do e-cigs. Actually, I think it's gone down even more. In 2018, we have less and less people picking up a cigarette. Woohoo! Well done. Bravo. Well, yeah. But we have more people vaping. Middle schoolers becoming addicted to nicotine. Oh, but it's safe because there's no tar. Yeah, but nicotine can be carcinogenic as well. And again, you could get a caramel cappuccino flavor, a watermelon flavor. See, when I was in the 80s, when I grew up in the 80s, it was all about Jolly Ranchers. You had a watermelon or a green apple Jolly Rancher, a JR, I was all over that. Do you have any JRs? Yeah, I got JRs. But it was candy. So maybe we cracked some teeth and we got some cavities. That was about it. Now you can get watermelon flavored e-cigs. And, you know, I if I was a high schooler, I would love to taste that. You know, I'm hungry, right? Your metabolism's high. Your blood sugar's low. You have a test, you know, coming up in fourth period. And you could take a hit on something like this that's technically legal. I don't know where they're getting these numbers, 11 out of 100, 11%. I'm telling you guys, it's more. So, and when you look at these devices, they are really, really sleek. They are really cool looking. So we got a problem. All right? You know, as parents, grandparents, we got to be on top of it. The French have gotten the memo. They say 1 million French smokers quit in a year, according to BBC News. They have not seen a drop such as this in a decade. There has been a huge decline in smoking among teenagers also. Again, why? Because they could vape. So according to one survey, 26.9% of 18 to 75-year-olds smoked every day, compared with 29.4% a year earlier, and the drop, this amounts from a drop from 13.2 million smokers to 12.2 million over the period. And remember, this is in Europe. In Europe, they're going to be slower to quit smoking. But it looks like they're starting to smoke less. Now, another thing we're battling is opioid addiction. And apparently the opioid addiction is now extending to our sea life. And they have found mussels testing positive for oxycodone, these water mussels in Puget Sound. They say drug use in the Pacific Northwest is so prevalent that scientists have found trace amounts of narcotics in the systems of these mussel sea creatures in the area. While tracking pollution levels in the water of Puget Sound, researchers said they found trace amounts of oxycodone discovered in native bay mussels from Seattle and the Bremerton area harbors. As you know, oxycodone is in Percocet. It's a powerful narcotic, higher than hydrocodone and higher than codeine. It is highly addictive. Has very similar properties in terms of euphoria to morphine and heroin, but it's not as strong. But it's still strong compared to others. So the data was gathered via the Puget Sound Mussel Monitoring Program that transports uncontaminated mussels from nearby Whid Bay Island to highly urbanized areas with commercial shellfish beds, and they found, you know, trace of this. So what does that mean for you or I? Well, if there's opioids in the mussels, then what about the other fish that we eat? There could be a chance that we could start growing a tolerance to narcotics when we don't even take them because we're eating fish. They say as human beings dispose of biological waste in the surrounding environment, the mussels use the discarded material as a source of nutrition and sustenance. So they will eat our waste. After 2 to 3 months, data showed the oxycodone was present in their creatures. So they're picking it up. Zebrafish may dose themselves as well. Even salmon. They say as narcotics and things get flushed out, or when they're in our system and we pee or poop them out, that's going to be an issue. So I can't really, I don't eat mussels. I like my beef. There better not be narcotics in my beef. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.